You are listening to Real World News.
Another repression resulted in the death of indigenous people in Guatemala. The Guatemalan government, led by retired General Otto Pérez Molina, repressed on Thursday, October the 4th, a peaceful mobilization by an indigenous people, resulting in at least 7 murdered indigenous leaders while they were demonstrating around access to electric power, capacity building for teachers, and against the granting of territories to mining companies without the population's consent. The repression by army forces and the national police against the Mayan Quiché peasants of the Tonicapan department took place in the framework of mobilization on kilometers 170 and 188 of the Inter-American Highway. The call was made by the 48 cantons, an ancestral organization that represents Mayan communities, who reacted against a constitutional reform that promotes the return of a heavy hand against the indigenous populations, in addition to the militarization of territories promoted by Pérez Molina's administration. This is added to the rejection against a rise in the price of electric power and an educational reform that includes an extension of the teaching course. In parallel to the protests, a delegation traveled to Guatemala City to meet with the president. We demand the immediate withdrawal of the army from all communities of the native peoples of Guatemala, since it is nothing more than the remilitarization of our territories and the expressions of a counterinsurgent government, which reminds us of the times of the internal armed conflict, said the Waqif-Keq Mayan National Convergence and Coordination. Real World Radio interviewed Francisco Mateo Morales, a member of the Western People's Council from Huehuetenango. He said that the government has not ceased to grant mining concessions and insists on a constitutional amendment that ensures the intervention of the army in public security. This has motivated a series of mobilizations and demands by the peoples. The authorities of the 48 cantons and ancestral organization of the Mayan people called for a peaceful demonstration where thousands of people participated, said Francisco Mateo Morales. Francisco linked the events on October the 4th with the repression in Santa Cruz Barillas that took place early May, which also resulted in the death of a community leader and the subsequent declaration of a state of emergency in the region. Meanwhile, retired General Pérez Molina, accused of genocide for his actions during the armed conflict in the 80s, threatened the population: either peace returns or we will impose it. In addition to the dead people, there were tens of seriously injured people. Francisco asked the international public opinion to be alert about the events in Guatemala, said that the peoples have fought from direct and participatory democracy, rejecting this model. We expect the government to think this through and change its direction and attitude. Meanwhile, on Friday, 5,000 indigenous people gathered in the central park of Totonicapan to hold a wake for the dead people victims of the repression. The coffins covered the main square, while the Mayan indigenous people chanted justice, according to a Guatemalan news website. The deaths in the Inter-American Highway caused a strong reaction by social and human rights organizations in Guatemala. Several of them were going to meet in the capital city to identify future actions and eventually call for a mobilization outside the presidential palace.
You are listening to Real World News.